we finally got to halfway to Halloween, or actually halfway to Halloween plus 16 days. So there's all kinds of news about Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. We have dates, ticket prices, and more information about this spooky event. And we spent Star Wars Day in Galaxy's Edge, and what a time it was. We'll discuss all this and more on episode 192 of the Mickey File Podcast.
Hello, and welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Mickey File Podcast. I'm Scott, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody. It was quite an emphasis on lovely.
Yeah. You're all right today.
Thanks, baby. You are too.
Trying to enunciate.
Oh, okay.
Like in Friends.
I found the picture. What picture? A picture of my wife in your pack. You went through my personal property.
And just like that, we got another game. Who is the other actor that's not Joey?
Exactly.
In that scene.
It's one of my favorite scenes.
Right? So we'll do it again.
Yeah.
Who's the other actor? And what animated Disney film was that actor in?
Okay.
Where he voiced, I think, three characters.
Yes.
So there you go. Name of the actor, Disney animated film. You go on the prize wheel.
Woo!
And we'll try to do it more timely next time. Hopefully it won't be quite as crazy as that weekend ended up being.
Right.
Okay, so moving right along. So that's it. There's the game.
Okay.
Email, Instagram, Facebook. One of those three ways.
Yes.
So moving right along. No housekeeping, none of that stuff.
All right.
No really cool, like, personal stuff. Just stuff.
Just stuff.
Let's go ahead and start the news.
Okay. On Sunday, May 5th, Disney Parks announced the start of Halfway to Halloween that it's going to begin today, Monday, May 6th. Halfway to Halloween provided event dates and ticket sale dates for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at Walt Disney World and Oogie Boogie Bash at Disney California Adventure.
Okay, so is this all news about the party?
Yes.
Am I wrong where they're not like special Halfway to Halloween treats last year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yesterday they announced like two wallpapers.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, it's cool to have stuff, you know, backgrounds.
Right.
I feel like they made a big deal about it last year. But, you know, this is the first like big news in a while. The day before the earnings call.
Oh, there's an earnings call tomorrow?
At 8:30 a.m.
Really?
I think they're trying to figure out a day that they can get news out ahead of Universal.
You're not wrong.
Universal's been killing them for the last week and a half.
Yeah.
Announcing stuff.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Okay.
That may be the reason we're 16 days late for Halfway to Halloween. Because somebody kept making announcements.
Yeah. Because you can't go and announce them both. They can't do them both on the same day.
Well, I mean, you could.
Well, I know. But then it looks like,
It used to be. We'll get back to this in a second. I'm just going to say, it used to be that Disney announced a movie was coming out and everybody else was like, we're going to push ours back 2 weeks.
Oh.
Disney was going to announce something. We'll do it tomorrow. That's not what's happening anymore.
Right.
For whatever reason. Not really happening like that anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the news.
Back to the news. So Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party event tickets go on sale for guests of select Walt Disney World resorts, Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin Hotels, and Shades of Green starting on Wednesday, May 8th. Tickets will be available. Tickets will be available for all other guests starting May 15th.
Get them early.
Mm-hmm.
They sold out last year, like almost every party.
Right.
And they didn't really go up.
No.
Right? I mean, they kind of did.
A little.
So last year, I looked it up. All right. So the party is going to start on August 9th. Last year, it started the 11th. It's actually the same Friday.
Right.
Second Friday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same.
Right. And the last party is Halloween, which last year it was the first.
Yeah, but the year before it wasn't.
Right. So it's just the days of the week type thing. Yeah.
Right. Last year, event tickets were $109 to $199.
Okay.
This year, they are $119 to $199. So the cheapest one went up.
Right.
The most expensive one, Halloween.
Right.
And other dates, but Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Did not go up.
Right.
The only thing that I was reconsidering after I looked at that is I wonder how many individual days got moved up.
Right. Because
like last time, were there 5 days that were $199 and this time there's 15? You know what I mean?
Right. I haven't actually, can't really look until.
Right.
Until Wednesday.
So that'll be interesting to see. Mm-hmm. But overall, I mean, a $10 increase for the cheapest tickets. Remember, they sold out like
right
almost all of them last year.
Right. And then the year before, the cheapest ticket was $99. Yes.
Yes. But was that a Halloween party or an after hours event?
No, that was a Halloween party. It was $99. Yeah. So the year before. So it's gone up a little bit.
That's what happens at Disney is it goes up a little bit.
Right.
And by the way, so has every single other thing you buy.
Right.
So I don't have a huge problem with that.
No.
It's the only way you can control attendance at Disney is pricing.
Exactly.
You make it cheap on the day you need more people. You make it more expensive on the day you don't want people there.
Right. There are discounts available for annual pass holders and DVC members. You can save $10 per ticket. It's only valid on nights in August and September, though. October tickets are not discountable.
So they are projecting they're going to sell out October.
Right. Cast members can also save on select nights. More details can be found in the Cast Life web. On My Disney Today or My Disney Today.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, it actually listed that on the Disney Parks website, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, well.
And it is applicable in our household.
it won't be by then, but. That's actually going to be a thing for cast members this year. They're blocked out of Magic Kingdom for most of the summer.
Right.
Already.
Right.
Or so I've heard. All of June, we know that.
Yes.
We saw that.
Yes.
So some of these people may be buying tickets so they can ride Tiana.
Yes.
Assuming it's open.
Yes. There's no definitive answer on whether or not it's open during the party.
Apparently, it said it was going to be open during the party, and then there was a quick announcement of, well, we're not
100% sure.
We didn't say that for real. Like,
right. They are also...
That's not good, by the way.
That they're not going to have it open?
That they can't guarantee right now that it's going to be open by August 9th? That's actually not good.
Right.
That's because we know they're doing previews. In the middle of June.
Yes.
And can't guarantee it's going to be open by the beginning of August, two months later.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I think that somebody was like, did we just reveal a date? Fix it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, that's not good. All kidding aside.
Right.
They should know by now for sure if it's going to be open in August.
Yes. I would agree. They're going to have Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular Fireworks at 10 p.m. every night.
Okay. For the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular, there will be three shows every night from August through September. well, September 28th.
Right.
9:05, 10:40, and 12 a.m. Starting September 29th through the last one on October 31st, 7:40, 9:05, 10:40, and 12 o'clock.
There you go. There, the Moonlight Melodies, and it's Boogie Down with the Disney's Junior Jam at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. Then this is new. You ascend to the dance floor at Descend Dance Party at Rocket Tower Plaza Stage. It's inspired by the new Descendants, The Rise of Red, that comes out in July.
Somebody got overly creative with that because the whole ascend to the Descendants.
Yes.
That's a reach, guys.
I know. Head over to Frontierland where the Cadaver Dance Barbershop Quartet singing group will delight you with their deadpan humor. They're always so good.
That is like one of my three favorite things about this party.
Mm-hmm. And then listen for sea shanties from Rusty Cut Glass, a spirited pirate band and their crew traveling through Adventureland.
That's new, right?
No. They've been there. It's the older guys. With the guitar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
And they're good. They're good.
Gotcha.
You can start booking your dining reservations on June 7th.
Ooh, that's more than 60 days.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And I forgot to put in here about that the Boo to You Parade is going to be, instead of 8:30, it's going to be at 8:15, the first show, okay. The first parade. It's going to be 15 minutes earlier to allow for the younger ones, which is the best part of the Halloween party.
That is the best. It's the best nighttime parade at Disney. Well, I guess it's the only one, but right. Well, there's one at Christmas.
Right. But it is like the best parade. I love that parade.
It's awesome.
It's really amazing.
The Grave Diggers.
Yep.
I love them.
Love them.
Okay. What else you got?
We have effective July 13th, horseback riding at Fort Wilderness will not be available Monday through Friday and may be available on select Saturday and Sundays due to construction in the area. The construction in the area is the DVC cabins and the cast member building.
When did we go to Hoop-Dee-Doo? The same night we went to the Christmas party, right? During G3?
I don't think it was the same night.
The same trip.
Yes, same trip. Yes.
All right, in fairness, it was a vacant lot. Like, they were tearing it up, so.
Yes.
And it's only been 6 months. Okay.
Right. So, Lynx is launching a new...
That sucks, though, that the horseback riding is not... is going to be so limited like that.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, it won't be for too long.
Right. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yes. Lynx is launching a new route from Orlando Airport, MCO, to Disney Springs. The Link 111 from the MCO Terminal A to Disney Springs with 6 bus stops on the way. The route has a $2 fare and takes about an hour each way and runs every 30 minutes in both directions from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
I don't think anybody's really coming to town and taking the bus.
Just, it's an option that's there now.
I'll tell you who is.
Who?
Every day in the college program Facebook groups, there are people asking how they get to MCO.
Oh, okay.
So that will be great for them.
Yes, and it's $2.
Every day, it's how do I get to the airport?
Right. And it's only going to cost them $2.
Right. So those people
Yes.
Because a lot of them do not have cars.
Right. So I thought it was an...
I mean, they got to get to Disney Springs, but that's a Flamingo Crossing bus, so that's no big deal.
Right. Right. Smell-O-Fence on Parade interactive experience has actually started working at Magic Kingdom in Storybook Circus.
Much anticipated.
I know. Well, now they're giving you like a little booklet, so it's, you know, you can go around.
I know. It's a scavenger hunt, right?
Yeah.
Basically.
And now you actually get a sticker if you complete. Oh, come on, sticker. Kids love stickers.
I know.
So.
No plate or cornhole game or any of that?
No. No. But I want you to talk about this one.
So I knew this was like a thing, but I kind of like, if you'd asked me about it, I would have totally not known.
Right.
There is an exhibit of veteran paintings by former President George W. Bush coming to Epcot in the American Adventure Experience. Portraits of Courage, a Commander in Chief's tribute to America's warrior. That is his brand. I'm pretty sure his memoir was Portrait of Courage.
Yes.
Presented by the George W. Bush Institute, will open in the American Adventure Pavilion at Epcot on June 9th, a day ahead of everything else at Epcot.
Right.
It'll feature more than 60 oil paintings by President Bush of service members and veterans who have served in military uniforms since 9/11 and whom the president has come to know personally since leaving office. Each painting is accompanied by the story of the veteran depicted, personally written by President Bush. It's pretty awesome.
I think it's amazing. Cannot wait to go see that.
Yeah, that is a pretty cool thing, and it is perfect for that pavilion.
Oh, amazingly perfect for that.
So I don't know how long it's going to be there.
No, it didn't say how long it was going to be there.
But
I'm definitely, I'll
bet you it's there at least a month.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be there on July 4th, and hopefully it'll be there 5 months, and it'll still be there on Veterans Day, because that's somewhat appropriate.
That would be very appropriate. So something I'm very excited to go
walk through and enjoy. That's been like his big project since he since he left office. I was gonna say retired, but since he left office,
right,
his painting. Mm-hmm. So cool. Good.
I think it's really neat, especially having the story written about them.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah. So Disney's Yacht Club Resort rooms will undergo refurbishment January through May of 2025, as well as Stormalong Bay will be closed for refurbishment from January to June of 2025.
Was Stormalong Bay not recently refurbished?
I could have sworn it was just redone.
I know the one at Beach Club was redone. Not Beach Club, Boardwalk.
Right.
With the
I could have sworn.
Clown.
Yeah, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I thought.
Unless it takes a lot more maintenance than we realize. I don't know.
I mean, I don't feel like a 6 month refurb is minor.
No, I don't either.
On a pool.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm going to have you talk about the next one.
Yeah, because this is our closest thing to DVC news this week.
Yes.
Fort Wilderness Resort has updated their RV, golf cart, and bicycle policies. Okay.
Okay.
Their RV policy, I love. I can't tell you how much I love their policy.
Okay. Go ahead.
Guests can rent an RV from one of several Disney featured providers. Those are all capitalized. Disney featured providers.
Right.
When renting, guests do not need to be present when the equipment is delivered to the resort. Awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
The provider will work with Fort Wilderness cast members to manage deliveries, setup, and returns.
I think that's amazing.
This is the part of the policy that I cannot get enough of. Registered guests are welcome to bring their own RV to a campground. The fact that they felt that they needed to state that tells you a whole lot about Disney fans, I feel like. Like, I just can't even. guests are welcome to bring their own swimsuits when going to Typhoon Lagoon. Like, I just don't get it. But there it is.
Because they have to spell it out, because they're going to have people saying, I couldn't bring my own.
It'll be asked 40 times a month on the Fort Wilderness Facebook group.
Yes.
Golf cart policy. Golf carts can be rented from Fort Wilderness, as always. They must make reservations subject to availability in advance by calling, whatever, 407-824-2724. After arriving, you can pick up the golf cart at the outpost. Guests can bring their own golf cart. Beginning June 1st, however, they must be prepared to present proof of insurance and sign an operating agreement. Guess they want to make sure you don't run anybody over.
Yeah.
Based on the way people drive scooters and push strollers, it's probably a great idea.
Yes.
Third-party companies are not allowed to conduct business on Walt Disney World property. I assume that is specific to golf carts.
Yes.
Unauthorized rentals by non-resort guests are not allowed. Listen. If you've ever tried to rent a golf cart at Fort Wilderness, you're not getting a boat over from the Magic Kingdom and renting a golf cart.
No.
Like, that's just not happening.
No.
If you didn't rent it when you made your reservation, you're probably not getting one.
Exactly.
Bicycles. I wonder if this is going to become a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Must be manually powered. No motorized bikes are permitted. I can't tell you how many electric bikes I see every day.
I know.
On the sidewalks, too, by the way. Can we, like, start enforcing what the actual laws are in the state of Florida, please?
Yes.
Bicycles must be equipped with headlights and taillights and may be used in designated sidewalks and paths only. All riders under the age of 16 must wear a helmet. So this thing about headlights and taillights, I mean, I get it. However, if you're not driving in the dark,
right,
that's not required by state law.
Right.
And so, whatever. And are they really coming around, like, checking everybody's bicycle? Because is there not more for them to do than that?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know.
Yeah.
However, maybe that would be a super cool college program, John. What are you doing today? I'm policing bikes.
And so, what do? You write them a ticket? What?
I don't know. Impound it? I don't know. What are they going to do?
Yeah. I don't know.
You're a 5-year-old kid, right?
Uh-huh.
You still got training wheels on your bike. Do you have a headlight and taillight? No, I mean, I'm being serious about that.
No, I know.
I'm not trying to be funny.
I know.
Like, seriously. The kid's going to ride it to the bathroom and he's going to ride circles around in front of the camp, you know?
Yeah. That's it.
I mean, I don't know. Something has clearly happened that has caused this.
Yes. Clearly. Because yesterday, that bicycle rule was not there. So something changed overnight.
Anyway, that's the new rules. So if you're coming with kids, make sure they got headlights and taillights on their bikes. So that's it for the news.
The news.
It's all pretty current, though. A lot of it came out today or yesterday.
Yeah.
So good for us. So, shockingly, we went to Disney this weekend.
What?
I know. It was Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
So here's the too long didn't read review. And then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I've now been there for it.
Okay.
So I'm good for a while.
Okay.
The only thing special, I know there were like a few snacks.
Yes.
But the only thing special was buy merchandise.
Yeah, and it wasn't really even like
good merchandise.
Great, spectacular merchandise.
So there was a virtual queue for the Star Wars Day stuff, which almost all was just May the 4th.
2024. Yeah.
Hats, shirts, cups, There was an amazingly cool limited edition Darth Maul lightsaber. The lightsaber itself is not all that cool. I mean, it's cool.
Yes.
Because it is cool. But it's not all that cool because it's just the Darth Maul lightsaber. But the box, when you open it up, it had lights and played the song. And
yeah.
Like, that was cool. It was $400. That was cool, though.
Right. But you figure each lightsaber is at least $200.
You can't buy a legacy lightsaber for $200 now. Except okay. for the ones they want to get rid of.
Right.
That's a double lightsaber. Remember, it's big right. old staff, you know.
Right.
So it is always expensive. I think the box was probably $100 is probably. What it added.
Yeah.
That was super cool. They had some really cool Queen Amidala. Amidala, not Amandala. Amidala. Ears.
Yes.
Those were cool. Those were not part of the virtual queue. You had to go wait in another line out on Hollywood Boulevard.
At Keystone Clothery.
Yeah. That line was wrapped around the building all day.
All day. But it moved. Once we got in it, it actually moved pretty quick.
They always do. Remember when they were limiting everybody going into all the stores back in the day?
And yeah.
They always moved fairly quickly, but it's just so weird.
Yeah.
And they made you wait in that line for the entire store. So if I wanted to buy a Sokka shirt that was there last week.
Right.
Ahsoka shirt that was there last week.
Yes. You still had to wait in that line.
Or an amazingly cool short sleeve button up Fantasia shirt.
Yes.
I still had to wait in line for over half an hour.
Right. Like the sweater, like that cardigan I bought. I just bought it 3 days earlier.
Right. So that was kind of uncool, especially since they had all the stuff like in one end of the store. Like,
yeah.
And it was just the regular Star Wars stuff, except for those ears.
Right. Well, they had a couple because of the Phantom Menace. They had shirts. Like, I got you a t-shirt. Oh,
they did have the Phantom Menace.
For the 25th anniversary of the Phantom Menace.
Which, by the way, apparently the only actor in that movie is Darth Maul.
Apparently.
Because every single item.
Yes. Other than the ears had Darth Maul.
Right. Had Darth Maul.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. To be honest with you, like the logo on the hat was not good.
No, it really looked
like his face. It looked like somebody who was just learning embroidery putting his face on hats.
Yeah. I mean, the shirt was cool because it was really just the poster.
In a small area.
Yeah.
So, you know. Yeah, I mean, the shirt was cool. The other shirt was cool. The backpack was actually really nice, but it was $90.
Yeah, that was just kind of ridiculous.
It was somebody.
Yeah.
I don't remember who, but it's somebody
yeah.
that made it. Not lugs and not whatever the weird bag. Not weird, but that other bag everybody gets so nuts about. Harvey's, is that a bag?
Yes, Harvey's yeah. is a bag.
It wasn't anything like that, but it was something.
Okay.
Somebody's name was on it.
Right.
So it was cool stuff, but yeah, you were waiting in line a long time to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was all merchandise.
Yeah.
The line for Doc Ondar's.
Oh my gosh. Insane.
Stretched from Doc Ondar's up the stairs by Ronto Roasters.
Mm-hmm.
Down the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
For a good part of the day, it then had a split and went to the other side of the sidewalk, and it went well past the staircase on the side leading up to the marketplace.
Yes.
And it was all day long.
All day. All day.
Crazy.
Yes.
And again, other than, I think they had the Darth Maul lightsaber, and they had the Asajj Ventress one with the cool box that
right.
I need to seriously consider. Because of the box again.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it. Like,
so I did see that they have the new holocrons, but what they are is they're the same ones we have, but now they're colored slightly differently. And now there's, I know. And now they're, so instead of that, what was it? Kind of a green
and like a light blue or.
Right. So now it's green and a dark red.
Okay.
And now there's, I think, six Series 2 Kyber crystals. Now they have different voices on them.
So they already had silver and gold.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've come out with another one. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll find a black one day.
Yeah. So the Series 2, when you put them in them, they have different voices now. Which is cool.
But I do kind of like... Actually, you know what? I was going to say I like the Palpatine, but that's the waypoint. That's not the...
Yeah.
The Wayfinder. That's not the Holocron.
Right.
So, that's cool. I mean...
Yeah, but other than that, that's all I saw that was special for Doc Ondo.
You know Disney made a trailer for Star Wars Day? And Rey was not in it?
Really?
But Mark Hamill was.
Hmm.
And Leia. Chewie. Kylo. Kylo taking his helmet off. That helmet's iconic. I don't like it, but it's iconic.
Yeah. Apparently, I never saw the trailer.
Apparently, you didn't. But Rey was not in it.
Hmm.
And one thing I noticed in the 10 hours that we spent in Galaxy's Edge on Saturday, May the 4th.
Yes.
I didn't see Rey one time.
No.
And I don't think that Vi, whatever her name is even around anymore.
No.
But she was not there.
Right.
Chewie, the stormtroopers, Kylo, they were all there.
Yes.
Didn't get to see Lieutenant Croy at all, whatever his real name is now, or new name is now.
Right.
But didn't see him at all. Like, I didn't see him do, and we kept walking through there. I didn't see them do the show at all.
Because
Kylo was just coming out of the cast member only back door over on the side by the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And would literally walk, like, down towards his ship, turn around and come back because it was hot.
It was very hot. Now, the stormtroopers were really good because they were going all through interacting with, you know, guests. But usually, a lot of times they, you know, pick the little kids or pick people in, you know, in a more cosplay type thing. They were going up to...
Yeah, just everybody.
Everybody. I mean, they came up to me. They're trying to get me to throw you under the bus.
They dismissed me.
Yeah.
The stormtroopers were good. That was a fun time.
Yeah.
All day.
And you could see him doing it all day and people were loving it.
Yeah. There were no like special show, special event the whole time. Like it was just come just buy merchandise.
Come buy merchandise, but be here on May the 4th.
And so we had an Oga's reservation at like 7:30 or something.
Speaking of which, we got it day of. I kept refreshing the app.
We did. And you actually could have made it earlier. But
I know.
We didn't want to because we were doing Fantasmic. But, and as it turned out, we should have done it earlier.
Yes.
But we came out of Oga's at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And the lightsaber parade was going on.
Yes.
Which was just everybody in the park with a lightsaber. And you walk through Galaxy's Edge, and apparently they were going to the Millennium Falcon, and there'd be, you know, X number of people, and they'd take a photo, and then those people would leave, and the next group would come in.
Right.
We didn't go that way.
No.
We did film some of it, and it was cool.
Yes.
It was super cool with, like, thousands of lightsabers.
All different colors. It was really cool.
My God, there was a lot of red.
There were.
But there was a lot of red. I know it stands out, but there was a lot of red.
Yeah.
Because it's cool. I'll give them that. It's cool.
Yes.
We, though, got out at 8:30 and we were supposed to be at Fantasmic at 8:30.
Yes. And so we were running a little late.
That is a longer walk than you realize, by the way, because there's no way to get there.
But I think we made the right decision going that way because I think trying to get through all the way through Galaxy's Edge.
That was never going to happen because everybody who got their picture taken was then going up the stairs and I'm sure they were all hanging out up there.
Yeah.
So we went through Toy Story Land.
With our lightsabers on.
Yeah, right.
But
and in Fantasmic with our lightsabers on eventually when we got.
Right. But, you know, we made it.
Man, that's a long walk.
It is.
You know, if they had done what they did everywhere else. And make the park a circle.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have been that long a walk.
Yes.
Also, at 10 o'clock, when you're dead, leaving Fantasmic, and you're like 40 feet from the boat back to the Swan and Dolphin, but you still have to walk like a mile.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yes.
But we could see it. Leaving Fantasmic, we were like, the boat's right there.
But they waited for, I don't think
that boat did, but yes, the boat did see that there were like five of us coming and waited on us.
Which was very cool.
And then like another 20 people.
Yeah.
There were no seats on that boat.
No. But we did two very cool things while we were there at Star Wars Day.
We did. So Tuesday of last week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go down the list. Mm-hmm. Tuesday of last week, we decided we were going to go for Star Wars Day. And you made a, on Monday, we decided.
Right.
And you made a reservation for Epcot because there were none for Hollywood Studios.
Correct.
And, we'll just hop.
Right. It's no big deal.
Yeah. So Tuesday, I got home from work and I was like, hey, have you looked to see if we can modify that to a Hollywood Studios? Well, sure enough, you could.
Yeah. I mean,
on Tuesday.
It wasn't a refresh. It was available.
We also found out that Raglan Road was doing the traditional Irish celebration of Cinco de Mayo all weekend.
Traditional celebration.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very Irish holiday. People don't realize that.
Yes, it really is.
So we decided, well, let's go over Friday night.
Right.
Right. We were not planning on staying late for Star Wars Day. We were going to go see what it was and
then
leave.
Come home. Yeah.
So let's go over Friday night. We ended up being able to get two nights at the Dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was $300 a night.
Yes.
Give or take. Plus a resort fee, plus parking. That adds up quick.
Yes, it does.
Fiasco. But then you made a reservation for Savi's Workshop.
Yes.
On Tuesday.
On Tuesday, I was able to make a reservation for
at
Savi's.
Like 9 o'clock and then modified it down to 2:25.
Right.
2:45.
Yeah, because I had 9:25. Yeah.
So we get over there Friday, Raglan Road. It's always awesome.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Never disappoints.
We met a new friend. Natalie.
Yes.
Who's one of the dancers.
Mm-hmm.
I actually shot a video of Natalie dancing before we met her.
Mm-hmm.
And put it up as a reel, because I do that every time we're in there, of somebody.
Right.
Right.
Because I did one of James.
It's
yeah.
fascinating to me watching them dance, all of them. But especially the girls, it's more noticeable that the upper body doesn't move.
Right. Because they generally have their hands on their hips.
Right.
Right.
So Chandler was right, you know?
His legs flail about as if independent from his body.
So I like filmed it. I don't know. It's like 15 seconds, right? Like
right.
back and forth across the stage. Well, we got an Instagram message. Hi, I'm Natalie. I'm the one in your last video. Can you send me the video without the words? Because I had put the podcast name on it. Because I'd like to use it in my showreel. And then, so I sent it to her. And, 2 minutes later, she and James are standing there at the bar next to us.
Yeah.
So we got to meet Natalie, which was really awesome. And John Self came by. We were there with Jason already.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually really cool. The band this weekend. At least one of the people in the band is from Mexico. So
yeah.
they were throwing Irish songs and then Cinco de Mayo song.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
It was. And weird instrument.
Yes.
Right? So it was a banjo, a bongo drum, and some other kind of drum. But it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so cool and fit perfectly. Mm-hmm. And
it just worked.
It did. Yeah. It was a really fun time.
Mm-hmm.
So, always whatever celebration they're doing at Raglan Road is just always awesome.
Yes.
So that's when we went to our hotel.
Yes. No, it was later. It was what, midnight? Close to midnight?
11:30.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
I don't want to get all into it. The review is on our Facebook group. You can go check that out.
Right.
However, I will say that apparently they have major issues in the parking department right now.
Yes.
And they're doing some construction at the front, which they've been doing for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But, right? Like, I remember walking under scaffolding last August when we were there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That, like, Disney construction may never end, but we got there. We were in a valet because parking is $38. Valet is $44.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can go get my car for $6.
Yeah. And I'll give you a fight.
Valet's full. Self-parking's full. You're going to have to go to the Swan to park. The Swan.
Right.
My personal opinion, I'm paying you to valet. You drive the car over to the Swan and you make the walk back.
Right.
Right. Like if I have to do it and then a 4-minute walk, that's not valet. I don't care. I'm valet. I parked.
Right.
I walked further than if I had parked, probably.
Yes.
So, not happy about that. Anyway, that was the big problem. The room was very nice. We actually had a good view of the Swan.
Mm-hmm.
And the lake.
Yes.
And we could keep track of when the boats were coming.
Yes. Because
we did ride the boat to and from, which we never do. But
which
we rode the boat to and from Hollywood Studios.
And it was actually, I enjoyed that.
Well, it worked out because it's the last stop before you go to Hollywood and the first one coming back.
So yes.
That was nice.
Yes.
I was very worried that we were going to be like making the whole loop to come back.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun, you know. They had 24-hour room service. We did not do that because it turned out that like two appetizers were going to cost us $60-something dollars.
Yeah, which was crazy.
So Uber Eats brought us KFC instead.
Mm-hmm.
But
we'd gotten a bigger room too. We got
the alcove room.
Mm-hmm.
So it had like the king size bed.
Mm-hmm. It had an actual desk.
I mean, I guess you'd call it an alcove, right? Like the room was kind of L shaped and it was in the, you know, the leg of the L.
Right.
But it had like a sofa, a chair, couple chairs,
and it had like a cocktail table, you know, around. Yeah. And then they had this other round table, which just did the wrong spot. That had the lamp. Well, on it.
And the sofa, the way the room was laid out, if I was sitting at the desk doing homework, for example,
mm-hmm.
you couldn't
get through
the side of the room you were on because right. there was no room between the chair and the sofa.
Right.
So that was weird, but it was fine. I mean, we had a desk and we had...
Right. And then we made it work, but it was just, it's almost like the sofa was the wrong direction. Like they had the corner of the sofa in the wrong spot.
Yeah. Or just
too far back.
I don't know. The other thing that was weird about the room was that the king bed was on one wall.
And
going the widest way, the TV was on the opposite wall.
And the dresser.
And the dresser was under the TV.
Yeah. On the completely opposite wall.
Right.
So it was what? How far?
Oh, I mean...
50 feet?
This is going to sound awful. I don't know if it was... Well, I mean...
It was pretty long.
I don't think that room was over 50 feet wide because it was only 400 and some square feet.
Okay, so 30.
In fact, it wasn't. It was like 20 by 20, but...
It seemed like it was like 30 feet away.
It may be close to that because of the way it was cut. But
yeah.
Anyway, the TV was very far away, so it was kind of inconvenient. Not inconvenient. It just...
You had to make the TV louder than you expected it to be.
Right.
And
if
being
you wanted to lay in bed and watch TV.
Right. And being we're old, I had a hard time reading the guide on the TV.
Mm-hmm. That didn't actually matter. We put on Star Wars on TBS or TNT.
On Saturday.
Sat there. And that just played...
The entire week, yeah.
So the room was a little bit weird. The room we normally get at Residence Inn was a smaller version of the same room.
Right.
Actually had a full kitchen.
Yes.
In the Residence Inn room.
Yes.
Smaller version of the same room. And the way it's set up, the TV is on like... half in the middle of the room and it rotates.
Mm-hmm.
So you can turn it and sit on the sofa and watch TV, or you can turn it and it's at the foot of the bed.
Right.
It's a much better layout.
Yes.
Furniture wise.
Yes.
It's also not the same location or the view.
Right. But we also wanted to try it out, you know.
And I liked the hotel.
Yes.
After you get there.
Yes.
And before you leave, because that was kind of an ordeal also.
Yes.
So they tell you, call this extension that doesn't work, and they're aware it doesn't work, but they still stamp it on your valet tag and tell you to call it when you leave them the car.
Right.
Then you found out Sunday morning that it hasn't worked for a while, and they know that, and they're working on it. It's a phone line, dude. It doesn't take...
No, it's not rocket science.
A couple of days to fix a phone extension.
Right.
Tops. And that's if you call it on a weekend.
Yes.
But anyway, so then when you get down there, it's going to be a half an hour till your car gets here.
Right.
What? So, kind of an ordeal.
Yeah.
It was not... I know it says Disney's Dolphin. It was not a Disney hotel.
No.
And because the valets are third party, nobody wanted to take responsibility for it.
Right.
They did end up comping our parking because of it.
Yes.
Except then they charged us from the Swan and the Dolphin for valeting.
Yes. They fixed that. They
comped it, but then charged us twice anyway. I know. Just no communication.
Right.
In the hotel. Like none. So. But enough. That was fine. The hotel was great.
Yes.
But I've seen online they're having some rough times over there at the Dolphin right now.
Yes.
And we stayed there because the Swan was like another $100 and we just didn't feel like
doing it. It was just, it was more money.
Right. So. And there were no, like next to no Disney hotels had rooms.
I mean, there were Disney hotels, but they were.
Coronado, but not in the tower.
Right. And then deluxe resorts.
And like. Poly Bay Lake and Grand Floridian and maybe Saratoga. Like it was all deluxe resorts or Coronado or the Dolphin.
Right.
Or Swan Resort.
Right.
So anyway, that's what we did. And now we've been there. So that was cool.
We can check that one off.
Yeah. So Raglan Road, Hotel, Star Wars Day. I think it's all everything.
Yeah.
Go to Star Wars Day. Just know that like it's not a Star Wars con. It's a... You know, con-like convention, not con-like con job.
So we finished that. We got Savvy's.
It was just by merchandise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and we did make a droid. I made a really cool chopper droid, all blue.
Yes. So I made mine, lightsaber. Yes.
Right. We had a lightning lane for Rise of the Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
We had Savvy's workshop, and we had a droid experience.
All, like, within...
Well, Rise of the Resistance was like 2.
It was 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Right. And I
did check. I'm like, hey, she's supposed to be there at 2:45. Oh, it was 1:45. We had an hour.
Right.
And I asked, I was like, I just want to make sure because sometimes these lines get backed up. Like, we'll be out of here in an hour, right? And she's like, yeah, we're not that busy.
Right.
And it wasn't. We like never stopped walking, went. You know, we had to go through everything, but we didn't wait around.
Right.
We get off the transport. We've been assigned to go stand on Silver or whatever.
Right.
And get the notification that they are on group 94 and we have group 96 for the virtual queue for the merchandise sale.
Right. And you have 20 minutes.
15 minutes.
15 minutes to get there.
To get there.
To get there and check in. Right.
Which. Fortunately, it was in the Muppets thing, so it was right outside of Galaxy's Edge.
Right.
Because there's places in that park you can't hardly get in 15 minutes.
Right. So.
So we asked out of Rise of the Resistance and left.
I know.
It tells you we've been on it.
Yeah. But the cast members were all very cool about it.
Oh, yeah. And we got to go into a backstage area, which was sweet.
Yeah. Like,
we didn't get to see anything cool, but it was still backstage.
Yeah.
In the meantime, like, we're looking at the expected return time, and I'm like, it's going to be the exact same time as...
My lightsaber.
My droid.
Oh, yeah. So we went to the
droid. So we went to Droid Depot, and we're like, look, this is what we're worried about. We want to find out what do we do, because a lot of times they'll let you go in early or come late to your appointment at the droid
thing. Right.
But it was Star Wars Day. Everything was busy. By the way, we got that appointment.
While we're waiting for the boat.
Right.
Yeah.
To get to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
So that was actually available. But it was still busy.
Yes.
So they were totally cool. They were like, no problem. We will note the account, and he pulled out an iPad and noted our account,
yep,
our reservation, that we might be late.
Yes.
So we left there, we're feeling better about it. We go to Rise. We get called from there.
Yeah.
Now we're like, oh crap. It's like 2:20 and Savi's is 2:45. We know they are completely sold out for the day because we've been trying to get one more.
Right.
Now we're going to be late to Savi's.
Yes.
Because everything happened all at once.
Right.
Just bad luck. We had spaced things out. You know, like Savi's is 20 minutes, so 2:45.
3:15.
To 3:15. Droids at 3:30. That's cool. We got it. You right. Know. We ended up making all the appointments on time.
Yeah. Don't know how.
But it was a little scary there for a while. Well, we left Rise of the Resistance before we got into the cell.
Right.
But it was a little nervous there for a few minutes.
Yes. Then we kind of waited around to go to after dinner.
Before so that's dinner. When we did. Well, we didn't really. I mean, by the time we finished with the droid, it was after 4, and we had early dinner.
Yeah,
like at Hollywood and
4:10 or 4 something.
I think we were able to check in at 3:50.
Yeah.
So 4:10 would have been the reservation.
Right.
But that worked out. We get out of there. We literally went. I mean, we hung out for a little bit. You went and got your Amidala ears, so that took a little while.
Yeah.
Made our way back to Oga's and then ran to, well.
We didn't run. We're old. We don't run.
Hustled to yeah. Fantasmic. And then Fantasmic starts up. As soon as they turn the lights off, the whole left side of the stage is like flashing red lights. And immediately the lights went off. The music started. Those lights started flashing. Boom. The crowd lights come back on.
Mm-hmm.
Your attention, please. Due to unforeseen circumstances, the show is stopped.
Yeah.
That was the word. Stopped.
Right. So then the wave continued to happen.
Basically, we hope we can get it to work.
Mm-hmm. And it
took about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, those red lights stopped flashing. So I'm pretty sure somebody tried turning it off and turning it back on. Right. So the red lights stopped flashing. And then 5 minutes later, boom, here comes the show. And it was awesome.
Wonderful. Fantastic. I love it.
So good.
It is so good.
So good.
And you finally got your Fantasmic t-shirt.
I did, yeah. They've got a really cool t-shirt with a dragon and mm-hmm. like a silhouette of Mickey with a sorcerer hat on. And I've looked at it a couple times when we've gone in there. First time we saw it was like, I don't need it right now. I'm sure I can get it out there somewhere. No, it's at the cart.
Any of those items at that cart are only at that cart. They don't sell them anywhere else.
So I did get the shirt.
Yes, I did. And I got a pin. I said, is this a new pin? She goes, yeah, it actually showed up last week. So I got a new Fantasmic pin.
Pin's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Anything else we did that you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
Disney Springs has been insane.
Yes.
For the last month at night.
Yes.
I know it's all locals. I get it. And I think it's going to get way worse because school's getting out.
Yes.
It's been crazy.
We had to park on the fifth level. On the top
before
level.
Dark, yeah. Before 6:30. Now, just after 6:30. We had to park upstairs. That was why we went directly to Raglan Road, walked in, and there were 2 seats at the bar right in front of our bartender, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked out perfect.
Yes,
and it did. We decided we weren't going anywhere else because normally we would have gone and gotten some cookies. We didn't go anywhere else that night. We held on to those seats for dear life.
Yes.
So it was great. That's the only place we really wanted to be. I mean, I could have gone for some cookies, but we didn't need them.
We didn't need them.
That's it. That's all I got, I think.
Yeah, I think that's all we got.
Dolphin was fine. Just don't drive your own car.
Yeah.
Park it at Disney Springs, get an Uber.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. But, you know, I think if you didn't have, if it wasn't your own transportation, I think it'd be fine.
Most of the bad reviews, or at least bad comments about it that I saw this weekend, were about parking.
Yes.
A friend of ours had a pretty rough review about some other issues that I don't really want to get into because I didn't experience any of it. And
right.
So, but I don't know. They have some opportunities.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Let's just say that.
Yes.
So hopefully they'll get it together. It's a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, you know, Bob Iger's pretty good about buying stuff other people do. You just buy those back.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, everybody, for tuning in, sticking with us another week. Don't forget, check out the Waffles Foundation on Facebook or just Google it. That's our friend Al. He's got his thing coming up on the 17th at AMF Kissimmee Lanes.
Okay.
Right around the corner from Give Kids the World.
Yeah.
Like right around the corner.
Yeah.
That's super cool. So check out his website. And actually, we talked. We need to have him on. Maybe we can get that worked out for next week.
Okay.
We were going to do that and haven't.
Okay.
So, plus it's about time we had one of their people on.
Yeah.
So, Al from the Monorail Tales podcast. Go check them out.
Yep.
But yeah, check out the Waffles Foundation. Waffles, like the food, you know, foundation. It's on Facebook. He's got a website, all that 9 yards stuff.
Yes.
Our Instagram is MickeyFile_podcast. Facebook group, MickeyFile Improvement District. That's our social media that we actually use. Although I did tweet something this weekend.
Ooh.
I don't remember what, but I did tweet something.
Okay.
But it's just another thing you have to do, so I don't do it.
Right.
But yeah, check those out. If you haven't already, like, follow, subscribe the podcast, ring the bell. That's YouTube. But we are on YouTube.
Woo-hoo.
Like under the podcast on YouTube. We're there. So that's cool. If you want to reach out to us by email, MickeyFilePodcast@gmail.com. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
I found the picture. What picture? A picture of my wife in your pack. You went through my personal property.